T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
We are in the kitchen, and it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 9:05 on this rainy and cloudy Tuesday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg at 345 Hudson Street, and no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you on a Tuesday schmooze right up until 1 right here on your fan, New York City. Head-shaking, amazing, mind-boggling, wild, and crazy is this baseball season, and who knew that the virus was married to Mother Nature? The key word, it seems, in baseball this year, postponement. There seems to be more of those than games played, or so it seems, making teams play more makeup games than the schedule allows, or so it seems. This year, the 2020 baseball season has been with dodging the virus, and most teams have done that, but you can't dodge the rain, so the Yankees are going to have more seven-inning games than nine-inning games, at least this week. Tomorrow, as you know, the DH with the doubleheader, and yes, with the DH as well. But the doubleheader with the Braves, you know now, the pregame at 3:30 right here on the fan. And the first pitch will take place at 4:10. And then right around a half hour after that, game two with the Yankees off on Thursday, unless, of course, the weather and the virus permits. Friday, as you know, the Yankees will have the two with the Mets. And then a solo affair on Saturday and two more with the Metropolitans on Sunday. That is three doubleheaders for the Yankees in 5 days. And if you're looking ahead, unless doing the math with me has been off, and I don't think it is, it's 20 games over the next 15 days for the New York Yankees. Can you say help? You have Cole, and he and Tanaka will go in the two against the Braves tomorrow. Again, game one at 4:10. That's with the first pitch. So you have Cole and Tanaka and Jordan Montgomery. And then you have Paxton. Well, he's over there, and we don't know when he's going to come back. And baseball, God's willing, he will come back to finish what is getting to be, and seems like every single day, a baseball season with more postponements than games played. But Paxton, if the baseball gods are shining on him and the Yankees, he will be back. And, of course, Jay Happ, he is, well, he's basically ineffective. So outside of Tanaka, outside of Jordan Montgomery, and, of course, the great Cole, there is not much in that Yankee rotation. And the bottom line, did I hear somebody just say Nick Nelson and Mike King? And I think they were projected to go against the Mets in one of the two doubleheaders that the Yankees will play with the Metropolitans this weekend coming up, or they could be summoned a lot sooner. I mean, everything is so, so crazy and wild and surreal. And you know that they, those two, Nick Nelson and Mike King, if they don't start against the Mets, you know they're going to be starting very, very soon. And, of course, you do have Garcia. There's a good chance, in fact, better than a good chance, that we'll see him. Loaisiga is there. Sessa, of course, etc., etc. And I think etc., etc. will be starting one of the Twin Bills coming up. This is why we have been hearing all day today on The Fan. You heard Sweeney with John Heyman, and the rumors will abound. But with 16 teams making serious October baseball, who's going to buy and who's going to sell? And if that isn't meant for sports talk radio here in New York City, I don't know what is. But this is why we're hearing of deals to be made, if they can be made, with, okay, here's number one, and that is Mike Clevinger, Clevinger of the Indians. And then, of course, Lance Lynn, and he's been with he's with Texas, and he's the former Twin Cardinal, and, of course, as you know, the former Yankee. Lynn is with the 11-17 Rangers, and look out, he is 4-0 with the under 2 ERA, and right now the Rangers, right now, seeded number 10 in the American League. So do they buy or do they sell? Do they get rid of a Lance Lynn, and he's under team control with the Rangers for the next 2 years? Now, again, with Clevinger, he's going to pitch. He's scheduled to pitch on Wednesday for the 17-12 Indians. They're only 2.5 behind the Twins in the American League Central. And he, of course, is not he's not endearing himself to either teammates or management in Cleveland. He got himself into trouble breaking curfew with Zach Plesac and then lying about it. So he was ticking off management and teammates alike, and then he got demoted because of all of the issues, breaking the curfew and lying about it. So he was demoted for 10 days. So, again, he is scheduled to come back and pitch for the Indians on Wednesday. So if you have both Lynn being rumorized, you have Clevinger, he too being rumorized with you know, with deals that our team, both of these guys are with the deals team friendly for the next 2 years. So are you going to deal them if you can? And certainly if you're the New York Yankees, and for that matter, also, if you're the New York Metropolitans, Porcello was just terrible tonight, giving up 4 runs on nothing but 2 out hits. Just absolutely awful for 3 innings outside of Cy Grom. I mean, Porcello, I mean, Matz has been demoted. Now you got Lugo in the starting rotation, you know, from that. But the Mets right now, as you know from Bob, the game ended just minutes or so ago, the 7-inning affair. They have another game to go. And, of course, everything is a doubleheader. Who plays single games anymore? So, of course, the 7-inning affair is over. The Metropolitans lost 4-0, and you know that that game, of course, rain delayed for an hour, and Oswalt came in relief and did a terrific job throwing nothing but zeros the rest of the way, but the damage had been done. Now, after DeGrom, I mean, whom do you trust in their starting rotation? I mean, Porcello going 3 innings tonight, giving up, you know, the 4 runs, okay, and that's game one. And game two coming up within a half hour at Citi Field. And the Metropolitans tonight in that game one, they were leaving enough men on base to form a small village. And they had runners in scoring position. They left five on base in the first four innings, and most of those five were in scoring position. They had runners on first and third in the ninth inning, maybe, and that's as close as they came, within the 90 feet in that ninth inning of breaking up the shutout. But with Waka and Peterson, they're not available. Mats, of course, as you know, last week was demoted to the bullpen, and he may now be back in the rotation because the rotation isn't rotating very well. Lugo is now a starter, so that, you know, lessens who do you trust in the bullpen already, but Lugo is not going to be a starter. And with 32 games in 33 days after tonight, the Metropolitans, and who would be surprised if they start holding auditions very soon? And again, Porcello, the line on him was crooked. Three innings, four runs, five hits over the 64 pitches. And, of course, he hit a batter that most likely would have hit him first if he had had the opportunity. So this is where I don't even remember. I mean, if you're who remembers what the Yankees looked like? It seems like they haven't played a baseball game like when? I think it was last year already. I mean, serious. I mean, what? You know, so again, I mean, we're looking forward to seeing, you know, with the weather permitting and the virus permitting, the Yankees will have those two games tomorrow. That's three doubleheaders in a five-day span going from tomorrow through Sunday. So the two games tomorrow, you, of course, will be able to hear them on the Fan. And the pregame, 3:30 right here. And then, of course, the first pitch at 4:10. And you will have Cole and Tanaka working in game one and game two. Who remembers what they even look like? It's been so long. So we'll take a quick break right now, and we'll, of course, get right away to your telephone call. So know, as if you didn't, the telephone number is, of course, your 1-877-337-6666, and it'll be a postponed four-hour schmooze, and maybe my program will be with rain already, although I'm covered by the ceiling right here in the kitchen on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. We got Paulie Rosenberg at 345 Hudson Street downtown. So, again, the 1-877-337-6666 number to call on your Fan. New York City.
Want to hear your favorite WFAN podcast? We make it easy peasy. Download and subscribe for free on the radio.com app, WFAN.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast platform. Whether it's fan podcasts or making sure you can take WFAN with you anywhere and everywhere, it's a great marriage. Not like a momentary lapse of reason type of marriage. Say I do with no regrets. Radio.com and the Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN FM New York, a radio.com sports station.
This summer, may your days be long, your cannonballs large, and your subs giant. Order Jersey Mike's for your next backyard adventure. Just use our app for no contact pickup or delivery. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
The New York Yankees' first ever virtually united 5K and 10K is happening right now. All net proceeds from the race are being directed to the New York Yankees Foundation in support of COVID-19 related outreach. For each participating runner, a premium t-shirt, finisher medal, and race bib will be delivered straight to their home. Grab a pair of running shoes and lace up for a good cause. For more information on how to register, visit Yankees.com today.
Our friends at Peerless Boilers want to say thank you for being safe, thank you for your patience, and most of all, thank you, sports gods, for bringing the games we love back to our living rooms. Peerless is open and ready to assist you with all your heating and water heating needs. Plus, Peerless is thrilled to announce a new addition to the lineup, The Pavilion Tankless Water Heater. Get all the hot water you need while saving money on your heating bill. Learn more about Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters at PeerlessBoilers.com. And remember, Peerless builds America's best boilers.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Listen up, New York. Michelle Scalise here with Security Dodge in Amityville. Are you a current GM truck owner? Well, if you are, you need to get down to Security Dodge in Amityville now. We will take up to $13,000 off MSRP on a new Ram 2020 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Did you hear that? $13,000 off. Plus, we have 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days on most of our vehicle lineup during our summer clearance event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
Perlmutter Cancer Center at NYU Langone Health is aware that many anxious cancer patients have been postponing appointments and procedures due to fear of going to the doctor's office. Your cancer testing, screening, and treatment should not be put on hold. At Perlmutter Cancer Center, all of our facilities have instituted strict guidelines to keep you safe, including personal protective equipment for anyone on site, temperature screening, frequent cleanings, less crowded spaces, and testing of all our staff. Patients can also access their Perlmutter Cancer Center physicians through video visits, and anyone with concerning symptoms can speak by phone or video with a member of our Suspicion of Cancer virtual clinic. Cancer hasn't stopped during this pandemic, and at Perlmutter Cancer Center, neither will we. To schedule an appointment, visit nyulangone.org/cancer.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan, and
Sports Radio 66 WFA.
Okay, the operative word in the 2020 Major League Baseball season, postponement. More of those than games. I don't even remember what Tanaka and Cole look like. So we're going to have to tune in and listen in. And once again, a doubleheader. Well, of course, what else is new? And the Yankees with a doubleheader tomorrow with Cole and Tanaka in game one and two, respectively. They do have one of the few days off remaining for the Yankees on Thursday. And then Friday, of course, two with the Metropolitans, a solo affair on Saturday, and then two more on Sunday. So lots of seven-inning games coming up, including game number two with the Metropolitans at Citi Field. And there have been many occasions, or at least this year, more cardboard cutout fans, he says, more cardboard cutouts than you might have seen otherwise if fans were allowed in the stand. So it's good to have at least some cardboard cutout fans, because I don't think outside of some season ticket holders, some die-hard Metropolitan fans, you were going to see on what was really by the start of the game very cloudy and very overcast and threatening to rain, which it made good on the threaten because it did rain for a good hour delay in the game after two and a half innings with the Metropolitans and Nimmo coming up in the bottom of inning number three. And by then, the game, I guess, was all for, the Mets, the Metropolitans, of course, coming off on the three-game winning streak, you know, against Miami, hadn't played in what seems like, since the 12th of never. And so the bottom line is that they were not able. They had runners in scoring position. They left five on base altogether in the first four innings. And in the first inning, with 2-1 and one out, standing over there at second base, J.D. Davis, he gets picked off. And that pretty much gave you a hint, a little bit of a clue on the kind of game it turned out to be for the Metropolitans. All right, let's go to the phones. And, of course, we have Tony leading off and batting number one on this Tuesday washout with the Yankees. And Tony calling from the Bronx. What's happening, Tony?
Schmooze, are you telling me that I'm the leadoff hitter tonight? Is that what you're saying?
And you better work the count.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the first base. I'm going to do that here. Definitely not with my wife, but it's definitely here with you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got to tell you something. 6 out of 7 that we lost to the Rays, I can't wait to get back on the field with them. I mean, I'm like overlooking the Mets to get back to them. I can't believe it. Before the whole pandemic season started,
sure,
the predictions were that Tampa Bay, the Rays, were good.
And they are. And they are. Yeah.
They're just scrappy kids. They always have been scrappy kids. You notice that? They pay them 5 cents on a dollar. They get out there and play ball. And they play well all the time. But they always play well against us. I don't understand that. And they always do that. Smooth. That thing, the only roadblock we have against with us is the Rays. But I can't wait to get to them. Now, I don't, this whole, whoever wins the division, you get to play the whole season in your stadium. With no fans, it means absolutely nothing. And you know that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, OMG, hey, Schmooze. These Rays, we have to take care of them. I know the injuries are getting to us, like they always do. It's just part of the game. But with us, it's just like protocol. You know what I mean? It's just like status quo.
And well, here's the thing, Tony, and it would be a lot easier and more likely that the Yankees will beat the Rays and just about every other team in the game if you have Judge. Now, Judge would have been in the lineup tonight, so we have to wait until tomorrow to see him. But if you don't have, if you don't have Judge, no. Well, I mean, you got to look at the team with where. If you don't have Judge, if you don't have Stanton, if you don't have DJ LeMahieu, you are missing three All-Stars, and it would be a lot easier to beat the Rays with guys like that. So,
throw in Gleyber Torres. I mean, you throw in everything else.
Hey, boy, right.
Every season for us, I'm not complaining about it because we still have to go out there and produce. Everybody has to. You know, we got rid of the Parrot. We have to just get out there, and whoever's out there, just play ball. But I still have the Yanks winning this thing, regardless if it's 2 out of 3. I know. Everyone always said you can go ahead and go 60-0 and then lose 2 out of 3 in the first inning.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah, that.
And that conversation in the beginning, and it's true. It is so true. And we have to just be careful and play ball. Be disciplined and play ball. But I still got my Yanks coming out of it and beating the Rays.
First of all.
We got the win.
Well, all right, Tony, and thanks, Tony, for your call. A lot of passion there, and I understand. But, and Torres, of course, I forgot to mention, if you don't have Torres, and you don't have LeMahieu, and you don't have Judge and Stanton, well, you are missing, all-stars here. I mean, and that's not really any kind of hyperbole or any kind of exaggeration. You're missing some key people. And that 2 out of 3 that you're talking about, it could come from and would come if the Yankees, listen, the Yankees have a terrific chance if they are healthy. Where have you heard that before of winning the division? Then they would take on a wild card team and it may not be Tampa at all. And they may never see Tampa, although, I mean, let's face it, they are a good team. They do more with less. We all understand that. And they have won, 6 out of 7 with the Yankees with 3 more to go. And, of course, they have their way with the Yankees more so. in Florida than they do here. But no, they are a good team. But if you're missing, you know, 3-4 All-Stars and you haven't got with Paxton, I mean, let's face it already. What do the Yankees do? I mean, this is going to be the question between now and August 31, the trading deadline. What are the Yankees going to do? Are they going to try and get a bullpen type? Are they going to try and get a starter? And again, you are going to see Garcia, most likely. You're going to see Mike King. You're going to see Nick Nelson. You know, these are not household names. Some of them are not even that well known in their own household. What is it? But the bottom line is, look at what is going on here. But the Yankees will get there. And may, and again, it could be, you know, your second wild card team, you know, that takes on the Yankees' best 2 out of 3, and then that's a crapshoot. So you do want all of those games at home. If you win, you know, if you have the best record and you win your division, I mean, the whole thing already, you're going to have those games at home. So, but the bottom line, between now and serious October baseball, a lot can happen if the Yankees are going to get themselves hurt all over again like they did last year. Better they get it out of the way now. And again, you need Sanchez. Sanchez was coming around a little bit. I still think you need him more to be a good, excellent catcher more than with the hitting. But you want the hitting from him too. We understand. But with Hicks and with Sanchez coming around, and Torres was coming around too, that is a positive sign. But what are the Yankees going to do with this rotation? Because you have Cole, you have Tanaka and Jordan Montgomery. Paxton is out, and Jay Happ, he is usually out, you know, before the fifth inning. He has been so ineffective. Let's go to Ben. He is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. Ben, you're on the Fan in New York City. What's happening?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Ben, what can you say? Thanks for the call.
Thanks. I'm just frustrated. It's another night where we blew it 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. We just can't perform when we have when the Mets have people on base.
You would have thought DeGrom was pitching tonight with the Mets not scoring.
We're the best in baseball with batting average, the best on base percentage, top 5 OPS,
yeah.
And then we are absolute dead last with runners in scoring position.
It's incredible.
Like, we're a good team. We just can't perform when it counts.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, you took that. That's the operative word with them, because they are not hitting in the clutch, period.
Right.
And why is that? How do you explain? I mean, they had their hits. They had guys on base in the very first inning. As I mentioned, as you know, J.D. Davis gets picked off. They're not the greatest defensive team. And then when you see them make mindless mistakes like J.D. Davis right away in the first inning getting picked off, and they're getting runners there 2-1 with one out, and guys could not produce, whether it was Ramos, whether it was Rosario, whether it was Alonso. I mean, frustration is the key word.
Yeah, and if you look at the games where they've been close, one-run games or two-run games, there have been 7 of them. We have not won one of them. And if we just had an average with runners in scoring position, an average ability with runners in scoring position, we'd be 18-9 right now if we could have performed. We batted 171 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, I know. It's under 200, right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, can it... Yeah, you know, the only thing, I mean, can it turn itself around? I mean, that's what has to happen. I mean, they're getting on base. I mean, that's,
right.
I mean, so that, but again, nobody can drive anybody home. And listen, thanks a lot for the call. Frustration, he hit the nail. cliche coming up, but he did. He hit the nail on the head. It's very frustrating when they left five on base in the first four innings, and I think only one inning did they not get somebody into scoring position. I'll double check, because even in the seventh inning down four to nothing, they left runners on first and third, and Cano lined out to make the last out. So, I mean, they're getting on base, wonderful, but the trick with baseball is to get them in and score runs, and the Metropolitans are not doing that, and we were counting on their lineup. It's not their defense, which is so terrific, and it certainly isn't their starting pitching outside of DeGrom in the bullpen. Is certainly a crapshoot, and the most trusted guy in the bullpen is now in the starting rotation because doormats, you know, could not get the job done. And Porcello tonight, 64 pitches, four runs in three innings. All right, let's go to Ben. Ben is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. Ben, all right, let's go to Tyler. Tyler is calling from Massachusetts. Tyler, thanks for taking the time. What's going on?
Hey, Steve, I think I got a pretty good theoretical trade for the Yankees to make.
Okay.
I'm thinking Gleyber Torres for Tyler Chatwood and a couple players to be named later. The Yankees really need some pitching, and I just think Torres has been awful at the plate this year.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. He is an all-star in the making, and he was coming around. He and Hicks got off to the slow start. Sanchez, too. They were all hitting under 200, you know, a couple of weeks into the season, but until he got hurt. Now, I don't think I understand where you're going. See, the rumor, and I, you know, here you have the hot and heavy rumor, and maybe Cueto from San Francisco, but the Giants have won six in a row. And Cueto, I think, is making something like $20 million a year, and you're not going to give up top prospects, good top prospects for a guy who is on the other side of 30 and making that kind of money. Although, I mean, between now and the 31st, well, now and the 31st, it's like 10 seconds away. So the bottom line is Cueto could be dealt, but I doubt that's going to happen. With the Indians and with the Rangers, Clevenger, you know, again, he has been with the dunce cap, and he was demoted. He broke curfew with Zach Plesac, and then he lied about it. So management demoted him, and he is scheduled to pitch on Wednesday. I think his record is 1-1, you know, and that's it already. But he's a good pitcher, and he has the kind of deal. 2 years team friendly. So, and the same thing with Lance Lynn. Now, it's more likely maybe he gets dealt. There's more, you know, validity to a rumor with Lance Lynn because, and first of all, he's been a Yankee, he's been a Twin, he's been a Cardinal already. And he with Texas, a team that, as I mentioned before, is seeded number 10 right now in the American League. Do they deal him or do they buy? I mean, he's 4-0 with a 1.59 ERA, Lance Lynn, of all people. So, again, these and the rumors are going to be flying all over the place. And the Yankees will, of course, you would like to think, do something before the 31st. If you find out that Paxton is gone for the year, baseball gods forbid. You know, I mean, and again, Jay Happ, you're not going to rely on him. You know, he gives you four innings a start, and there goes another long fly ball with the exit velocity. I mean, he gives up all these home runs. So the bottom line, I mean, Cole and Tanaka and Jordan Montgomery is certainly serviceable, and I can show you some terrific stuff and go a number of innings for you. But outside of those three, you know you're going to see Mike King. You're going to see Nick Nelson. You know you're going to see these prospects, and you're probably going to be seeing Garcia. And the Mets in the same situation with the starting pitching, which is as brittle as it has been ineffective. Let's take a break, and then we'll get back to the calls. We have a line open. No from the 1-877-337-6666. And, of course, the games tonight, just in case you've just tuned in, postponement. The operative word I mentioned earlier, that who knew that the virus was married to Mother Nature. If it isn't with the testing, with the testing positive, or is it a false positive? It's either a false positive, a positive negative, a negative positive. What is it already? In the old days, once upon a time, positive meant something good. Now it means something bad. That used to be the old normal. Now we have to operate with the new normal, where being positive is a negative. Know this, the 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your fan, New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.